Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, June 19th. You'll be interested to know, 160 years ago today, in 1865, Union troops arrived in Galveston, Texas, announcing the end of slavery in the state. This momentous occasion is commemorated annually as Juneteenth, celebrating freedom and the enduring spirit of resilience. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 71 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:16, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early this morning, clearing up to mostly sunny skies, with a high near 96 and heat index values reaching 101, along with a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with isolated showers and thunderstorms, a low around 70, and a slightly stronger breeze at 13 miles per hour. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be just before noon, with a high tide just before 6:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies Friday, with a high near 83 and west winds. Saturday brings a high near 86, with a chance of showers at night. Sunday offers partly sunny skies and a high near 87, with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms. Nights will be partly cloudy, with lows around 66 to 73. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, the Boston Red Sox are on the defensive following a report from Yahoo Sports highlighting alleged dysfunction within their front office under Chief Baseball Officer Craig Breslow. This scrutiny intensified after NBC Sports Boston reported that the team used artificial intelligence bots for multiple interview rounds with a baseball operations candidate. In response, the Red Sox stated they utilize a tool called HireVue, which allows candidates to record video responses, but emphasized this is just one part of the hiring process. Despite the controversy, the Red Sox have been performing well on the field, winning 9 consecutive games and holding the third American League wild card spot. Now on to sports. The Buss family has tentatively agreed to sell the Los Angeles Lakers to financier Mark Walter for a record-breaking valuation of $10 billion. Walter, who has owned a stake in the team since 2021, is set to enhance his investment, possibly valuing the team at $12 billion. Jeannie Buss will continue as governor after the sale, following her father's legacy since he acquired the team in 1979. Walter, who also owns the Los Angeles Dodgers, aims to invest heavily in the Lakers, promising to elevate their competitiveness in the NBA. In local sports, yesterday afternoon in Seattle, the Sox edged the Mariners 3-1. Story's two-run homer and Mayer's solo blast propelled Boston, while Crochet earned the win, pitching 6 strong innings. Ariza's RBI for Seattle wasn't enough to close the gap, and Weissert secured the save. Despite only 3 hits, the Sox capitalized on their opportunities, marking a sweet end to the series at T-Mobile Park and bringing Boston's record to 39-37. Tomorrow night, the Sox face the Giants in San Francisco for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Hunter Dobbins, with a 3.74 earned run average, takes on Hayden Birdsong, boasting a 2.79. First pitch is at 10:15 Eastern, under clear skies and 66 degrees. In top news, in a stunning turn of events, 7 individuals have been indicted for their alleged involvement in what is now described as the largest jewelry heist in U.S. history. In July 2022, a Brinks big rig, carrying jewelry valued at up to $100 million, was burglarized at a truck stop in Grapevine, California. Federal prosecutors revealed the indictment, detailing a meticulous plan by the defendants, who are all Los Angeles area residents. The heist has left 14 jewelers facing substantial financial losses. Authorities have recovered some stolen items, yet much of the jewelry remains missing as the investigation continues. In business news, the U.S. housing market is facing a significant shift, with nearly 500,000 more sellers than buyers in April, marking the largest gap since 2013, according to real estate brokerage Redfin. Buyers are gaining the upper hand as sellers reduce prices and offer concessions like covering closing costs. Though inventory is finally rising, existing home sales fell for the second month in a row, hitting the slowest April pace since 2009. Many buyers are still priced out, while a mix of life changes among sellers is driving the increase in inventory, suggesting potential future price declines. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at $105,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just over $2,500. And XRP is unchanged at $2.16. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. In a surprising turn, Microsoft has significantly raised prices on its Xbox consoles, games, and controllers. As of today, the base model Xbox Series South with 512 gigabytes of storage now costs $380, up from $300. The Xbox Series X has seen a $100 increase, with the top-end 2-terabyte model now priced at $730. Additionally, new first-party games will launch at $79 starting this holiday season. While these price hikes may seem extreme, Microsoft has been promoting its Xbox Game Pass subscription as a more affordable gaming option. And in entertainment news, the United States Supreme Court has officially rejected a lawsuit against Ed Sheeran regarding allegations that his hit song, Thinking Out Loud, infringed on Marvin Gaye's classic track, Let's Get It On. This decision concludes a lengthy legal battle initiated by a company that holds a partial stake in Gaye's song. The Supreme Court's refusal to hear the case allows an earlier ruling to remain in place, which stated that both songs share only basic musical building blocks. Although this lawsuit is over, Sheeran faces another case concerning the recorded version of Gaye's song, which is still pending. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and author, Maya Angelou. And she said, "You may not control all the events that happen to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.